Welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the last day of ordinary time, and from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a lecturer and author and is on sabbatical at the moment in Chicago, Illinois. His preaching is entitled, An Ending or a Beginning?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that they catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, our Gospel text sounds a little ominous, and as we are aware, it's because we are coming towards the end of the liturgical year, which makes us aware also then of the end times. And so our readings are these somewhat apocalyptic type texts from the Gospels, as well as most recently, the book of Daniel. And they make us aware of our preparation for our own death that could be close at hand or not, but in either case, to be aware and to take care that we see how our lives are moving, in what direction are they moving. In fact, in our text today, it says, be careful about the anxieties of daily life. We all have those. We can become preoccupied with them, and especially during this coming Advent pre-Christmas season, that time can become hectic, frustrating, difficult, more than the ordinarily daily anxieties in life. I think of a sage, wise person from India who once said, it doesn't make any difference how fast you're going if you're headed in the wrong direction. And so our upcoming season of Advent is a chance for us to ask ourselves the question, am I being overwhelmed by the anxieties of all that needs to be done? Or is my life moving in that direction, which is God-oriented? A question then we have, since clearly this day, this Saturday, is the last day in ordinary time, and tomorrow, Sunday, we begin a new liturgical season. It's not as if that liturgical season is extraordinary time. It's a new liturgical season in which we can begin again. And so the question I ask is today, this last day in ordinary time, and as we think of the last days of time in general, is this an ending of something or a beginning? Every ending is also always a beginning. We can think of when people graduate, commencement exercises. They've finished a program, and yet it's a commencement, a new beginning. So likewise, so often in life, we might bring something to a close, and the next stage of life begins. Even as we look at the end times or at when my life might come to a close, my own death, is bringing closure to a life, but it's also the beginning of a new life, risen life. And so on the one hand, we are apprehensive as we hear some of these texts about what might pass at the end of time, but we should begin to sense already that awareness of hope, because every ending is a beginning. And so, as I look back over this past year in my life, how have I done? How might I bring closure to whatever needs to be closed? How do I move on? That's to a great degree what Advent will be for, a chance to bring closure to what has been and to look ahead to what is to come and to prepare, as we always say with Advent, to prepare again the way of the Lord. The Lord's moving into our own hearts and souls, minds and bodies in a renewed way. And so on the one hand, the text is really saying, be alert. As it says in other texts, we don't know the day or the hour, but to be prepared, to live life as if today is the last day, to take stock of how I've lived. Is there someone I need to forgive, or in some ways need to be forgiven? What remains there in order for me to close off what has come to an end and to begin anew, so that tomorrow will be Advent. It will be a new beginning. It will be a new season in the life of the church. It will be a new opportunity. And so let us face that season with tremendous hope, not knowing the blessings or the sufferings that will be there in the year to come, but very confident that we will remain in touch with the Lord, faithful to the Lord, and ready to receive the Son of Man in whatever way Christ may choose to come to us. So, yes, let it be an ending, but also let it be a new beginning. We begin anew, and God is waiting for us to renew and deepen our life with Him. May God bless you and have an incredibly wonderful season of Advent.